The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
It's Monday evening, it's the Business Hub, and it only means one thing. Sarah Barry, Managing Director of Stray FM, is in the studio to give us the latest business news. How are you, Sarah?
I'm very well today, James. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Another good-looking week ahead of us, weather-wise, which
first
hopefully
proper week back.
Yes, you can tell in the traffic as well.
You can, but you can also tell in the business world as well. Nice. Things are back to where they were.
Traffic in business as well. I was trying to cover both.
Yeah.
Let's have a look at the stories that we've got today. Hermes, they are a delivery company. They're in a bit of trouble at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, they are facing a HMRC investigation at the moment after allegations that they are paying too little in their wages. They're Morley-based, so just down the road from us. They operate a self-employed scheme, like a model, business model. And what's happening here is the business minister, Margaret James, has requested this investigation. She's been presented a report by an MP Frank Field, and he's suggesting that 78 of their self-employed couriers are claiming that they are being paid less than the national living wage by the time they've paid the fuel and how it all operates. And obviously we don't know the outcome of this investigation yet, but Hermes themselves are saying it's not true. And they're saying it's a lot higher than that, so it sounds to me like there's a bit of a kind of grey area as to what is classed as employed, self-employed, and I think it's going to open a huge can of worms.
And it's a really interesting time as well, because we're heading into the last quarter of the year, or depending on your financial year, but for this is going to be the busiest quarter, I would imagine, for delivery drivers heading into the festive period.
Well, they're paid per parcel, aren't they, these drivers as well? So, yeah, it is an interesting time for them to flag it up. They've got 10,500 self-employed workers, so there's only 78 that have actually complained officially. So in the grand scheme of things, it's not a huge amount, not a huge percentage of their workforce. But obviously when one starts talking, the rest sometimes come to the fore, so we'll have to keep an eye on this one, see where it goes.
In other news as well, the British Chambers of Commerce, the BCC, it slashed its growth forecast for the UK in the light of the Brexit vote. Got some more on this?
Yeah, I have actually. Pre-Brexit, the BCC have basically forecasted what the economy is going to do. So back in March, before the Brexit, they were forecasting an increase in our economy by 2.2%. So now they're saying it's more like 1.8%. And they're also forecasting for 2017 that we decrease down to 1% instead of the 2.3% that they had forecasted pre-Brexit. So what they say, I love this phrase, they're saying that we are going to skirt with but avoid a recession. So we're going to skirt with a recession.
Skirt a recession. Nobody wants to skirt a recession, really, do they?
No, there's no suggestion before anybody panics that there is going to be a recession. They're not saying that. On the upside, it almost contradicts what they're saying. They do this index of optimism in their...
I like the sound of that.
I like that. I love it. Well, you're very optimistic. You'd be a 10 out of 10. They've got 100,000 businesses represented by various chambers in this particular group of people. And this index has actually gone up from 97.9 to 98.7 since the Brexit. So it does suggest that people are feeling, you know, very much a case of, look, it's in our control, it's business as usual, let's just crack on and get on with things.
That seems to be, because there was a lot of doom-mongering beforehand, this might happen, that might happen, this might happen, but it seems to have been a positive outcome so far after the plans for Brexit.
Yeah, I mean, what they're also saying, again, a little bit contradictory, the services industry represents about 80% of our economy in the UK. That has had an amazing August, completely rebounded back after that big slump in July. But of course, that was the following month after the result was aired, wasn't it? So, hey, I think it's in our control. Business as usual. Let's do it.
Now, finally, some good news that Stray FM been getting behind the bauble campaign here in Harrogate. I always have to be careful when I say that. More than £21,000 has been raised as part of the campaign to fund the lights this year in town. Brilliant for the town, isn't it, as well?
It is. How big is your bubble? It epitomises the sense of shop local. Mm. You know, let's keep the money spent locally within our own economy. And support our local businesses in every possible way. Obviously, we're doing the Eat Local campaign. We're soon to be doing another initiative in another part of our world as well. We fully support this, and they've raised well over £20,000, £21,500 to date, and hopefully more by the time we've finished, to bring the town alive and alight at Christmas.
And you can still donate as well. Sam Cotton was talking to me earlier, and John Fox as well, Councillor John Fox, by going to their website, harrogateatchristmas.org, or by calling the Councillor John Fox as well. It's on our website for more details at strayfm.com. Sarah, thank you very much for your time, and enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.